chapter 2. You got your Bible, Acts chapter 2. I'll say a few things that God wants in the meeting. Acts chapter 2. Verse 36. The Bible said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? And then Peter said unto them, repent, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. I want to talk to you a little bit, God being my helper, about repentance. The message was, repent and be baptized. He's talking to Jews, the house of Israel. Now, the word repent means to think differently, to feel compunction, the sorrow over offending God. When a man gets saved, he has to repent. The Bible said, Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. That when we talk about repentance, we talk about a change. We talk about a turn. We talk about turning from self and sin unto Christ. And therefore, when he spoke to these Jews here, he was really preaching home the message of how they had crucified Christ. In verse 36, it said, know it sure that God have made Jesus Christ, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And so we look at the fact that they had to change their mind about who they said he was. That he is the Messiah. He is the anointed one. He is the one that came to die for sin. He is the one you hung on the cross. He is the one that you were against. He's the one that came, thank God, to set up his kingdom in men's hearts. He's the Christ. It's the Messiah. You hung him on the cross. And when they heard that, they were pricked in their heart. In the power of God, the Holy Ghost dealt with them men, amen, about their sin, about their offense to God, and their crucifying Christ. And therefore, they had to repent. They had to change. They had to think differently on who he was. That he was the Messiah. He was the chosen one of God. He was the coming one that was spoke about in the prophets, that would come and give his life. And when you repent, then you change. Amen. No man ain't God yet saved without repentance. In fact, Paul preaches of the church at Ephesus, or the elders at Ephesus, said, I've testified to you repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And so it takes repentance. A man's got to repent. Of course, a natural man can't repent. He's got to be pricked in the heart. The word pricked here is a mean of compunction. It means that I am sorrowful for what I've done toward God. Get this, the Bible said that godly sorrow, work of repentance unto salvation. What's that mean, preacher? It means this. It means that the sorrow in a man's heart must be accepted by God. That God accepts a repentance by the sorrow over his condition and his sin. Therefore, in the book of Corinthians, there had been a man that had committed fornication, that had sinned against God. Paul said, deliver such a one unto Satan for the destruction of the flesh. If he repents, then we'll receive his repentance, and we'll, thank God, receive him back into the fellowship of the church. But if he don't repent, then we'll turn him over. He'll go, my friend, out and count him as a heathen man. Did not God say, if a brother offends you, then go
to him. And if he don't listen to you, then take two witnesses. And my friend, thank God then, he said, take him before the church. If he don't repent, then you got to turn that man out. Amen. There is church discipline in the Word of God. And there's a way to do it. Go to that man, take somebody with you, and then bring him before the church. And if them men don't repent, then they to be turned out. Amen, preacher. I'm saying in this hour that when God says repent, you got to repent. And the Bible says that the sinners, except a man repent, he'll all likewise perish. Amen. That's right. Now, I believe repentance causes a man to turn. I don't believe that a man disbelieves to get saved. I believe God's already put repentance in his heart when he does believe. I believe when men get saved that they turn from their self and sin to Christ. They can't do it in the natural man. It's an act of God's great power working through the gospel that's been preached to them that calls them to get under conviction of their lost estate and have sorrow over their sin and want God and turn to God by faith and get born again. The Bible said it's repentance and faith. They're inseparable. Amen. God don't give them repentance and not give him faith. Amen. They got to work together. And when the day you got saved, it was that you repented. Thank God. And then you believed. That's the order God set up. God says that you got to repent. If you don't repent, then you shall all likewise perish. Amen.
Right.
That's right. So repentance to me is God working in a sorrow for sin, a hatred for sin, a grief that I've offended God. And I've transgressed God. And I've done evil in His sight. David said in Psalm 38, he said, I'll be sorry for my sin. And when God saved me, He got me to a place that I did not want to sin. I wanted out of sin. I wanted out of the bondage of sin. I wanted out of the hold of sin. I wanted out of the captivity of sin. I wanted out of the damnation of sin. I wanted out of sin. I'm telling you, friend, a child of God, after he's saved, a child of God don't want sin. He don't want to live in sin. He hates sin. He despises sin. He don't love sin. He loves righteousness. He loves the holiness of God. He loves the book. He wants clean inside. He don't want sin in his life. If sin gets in, I'm telling you, he's a miserable man. Amen.
That's
right. I'm telling you what I'm preaching's right. I know it by experience. You say, preacher, do you see it? Yes, I do. Do you? Yes, you do. But you don't like it. You don't want it in your life. You don't want that to corrupt you. You don't want it to defile you. You don't want things to get in your life. Hey, God, that's got you in hold and don't have no peace. But God Almighty, I'm telling you, sin, it'll take you down. Amen. Now, I'm going to tell you what sin's in your members. Lust is. Lust bringing forth sin. Amen. Everybody's got it. Everybody has a problem with lust. That's why you can't make provision for it. That's why you can't give yourself to it. It's a whole lot easier to give yourself to it than to forsake it. That's why we need to live, thank God, in the righteousness of God, that we might not sin against God. Amen. You hear what the man of God said in the book of God? He said, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He said, if any man sin, amen. That's right. He said, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
That's what he said. Did he not say in Psalm 119, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God"? Did he not say in the prior verse, he said, "Wherewith thou shalt a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." And did he not say that? Did he not say in Romans 6, "Yield your members unto righteousness, amen, and not unto sin which is unto death"? Did he not say the wages of sin is death? Amen. You say, "What is sin, preacher?" Well, sin's a transgression of the law. Sin's all unrighteousness. Sin's whatsoever's out of faith. Amen. Sin's with all the foolishness. Sin, my friend, thank God's for breaking the law of God Almighty. Out there, sin, I mean, you got sin because you're a sinner. And you was born a sinner. You was lost. Done without God. The God confronting you one day and showed you that's exactly where you were. How corrupt you were. Your whole head sick down to the feet. There's nothing good about you. Hey, you condemned going to hell without God, without hope. And God in His good mercy came where you was at and showed you, thank God, that He'd save you from a life of sin. He'd save you from the damnation of sin. He'd save you from a life that would be dominated by sin and held by sin and thought by sin. I tell friend, brother, and sister, He done that for me and for you, that we wouldn't have to live in sin. I tell the whole providence there is, there's very few that's ever repented. Amen. That's right. You know, I'm going to tell you, if you repent the day you got saved, you just keep repenting.
That's right.
If I repented 30 years ago, I'm still repenting.
Right.
If I believed 30 years ago, I'm still believing.
Right.
When people say, "I don't believe that way no more," you never did.
Amen.
That's right. If you believe that way 30 years ago, you believe that way now.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. People say, "Well, I just don't believe the way I used to." Well, I understand there are some things that God shows you that He might correct you on. But I'm telling you, when it comes down to salvation, it's got to be the same, brother. I mean, it's got to be the same. You got to. I mean, when God saved me 30 years ago, and I repented because God gave me repentance, and God slow walked me to repentance, and for one whole year I wanted to quit sinning. I tried to quit sinning. I wanted to quit what I was doing. I just couldn't do it. Ethiopian can't change his skin. Leopard can't change his spots. And neither can a man change the way he's accustomed to. He can't change himself. He might reform himself, but he can't destroy what's been done in the past. He can't take away what's been done in the past. I mean, brother, he's going to have to be saved from his sin. That's not the Matthew writer said. He said he came into the world. Thank God. He said it should never end. They'd be called Jesus, and he shall what? Save his people from their sin. Amen. I said save from their sin. I tell you what God will do when we sin. He'll make us hate it. He'll show us just how bad it is and how destructive it is. Hey, did Isaiah say? He said your sins have separate you between you and your God. I mean, you can't curse, and brother, it not bother you. If you can't lie, it not bother you. Amen. You can't do things, and it don't bother you. I tell you, if you ever get saved, it'll bother you. I tell you, it's more than just your conscience bothering you. It's God Almighty that'll bother you. And He said, "Whom He loves, He chastens, and scourges every son." Everybody that ever gets saved, thank God, God will chastise everybody that ever gets saved. I'm telling you, amen. That's right. If you've been without chastisement, you're a bastard, not a son.
Right.
That means you're illegitimate. You're not a real child of God. Amen. Every time, I mean, all chastisement is not visibly seen. Sometimes God does other things to chastise a person and deal with them about their sin.
Yeah.
And how He deals with you. I just tell you that right now. Amen. You say, "Well, that guy's been doing this and he said he's saved." Leave that up to his father. Amen.
Right.
Don't you get involved in it. God's liable to chastise you. Well, I tell you, we all got enough sin in us. Amen. If we'd be honest, and we need to repent of that, God's about to kill us all and put us in the graveyard. Amen, preacher. I know that's right. Hey, Jesus Christ, thank God, came to save from sin. He said, John said, there is a sin unto death. And I pray, and I'll tell you, friend, there is a sin unto death. You say, what is that sin unto death? Well, I don't really know exactly what it personally is. I know Ananias and Sapphira lied to God Almighty, and God killed them right on the spot because they lied to the Holy Ghost. I do know that. I do know that lying to the Holy Ghost is a sin, and it was unto death that day. But I tell you, I don't really know exactly what it is. I tell you, we ought to fear God enough that God does have the power. I mean, He even told His own disciples. He said, fear God that can destroy both body and soul in hell. He said, don't fear man can destroy the body, but fear God that can destroy both body and soul in hell. I mean, He told them that. Hey, amen. I tell you, we need to wake up in this air and see there's a God in heaven that demands repentance. And brother, He's talking to me and you. And if we don't repent, I tell you, we never have been saved, because He said, you've got to repent. Amen.
Amen.
I do say this. I repented more since I've been saved than I have before I got saved.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. But I tell you, say, preacher, what is repentance? It's just God turning you. That's all I'm saying. It's God, and God got to get in your mind.
Right.
I mean, the Holy Ghost has got to get in your mind and heart.
Yes,
He's got. I believe different than what I did before when I was lost.
Right.
I didn't believe nothing in that Bible when I was a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe who Christ was. I didn't believe He was a resurrected Christ. I didn't know nothing about it, thank God. But I tell you, isn't it amazing of how the power of God caused a man to change in his own mind and in his own life and give him repentance in his heart? Hey, you wouldn't be here today and testifying to being saved had not God granted you repentance. Amen. And so, thank God, you ought to shout. I don't know if you understand what I'm preaching on, but it's God that done that for you. I mean, the Bible said in Acts 11:18, they rejoiced because God granted the Gentiles repentance. On the life that God came to them. But Cornelius, he repented. I tell you, he got saved by faith. It's God that does it for you. He turned us. And now we're saved because we have repented. Amen. The Bible said in that day that he preached repentance and be baptized. I know them charismatics and Pentecostals, a lot of them want to use Acts 2:38, and that's their doctrinal statement in churches. But I'll tell you, friend, he was talking to Jews, house of Israel right here, and they had to be baptized, thank God, to show that they had repentance. Baptism don't take away sin. It's only a proof that you have been saved. Amen. It don't have, water can't take away sin. Amen. Whether you sprinkle poor or dip. That's right. I believe in immersion myself, and I believe baptism is by immersion. I don't believe baptism no other way. I know there's been a lot of good men, the Puritan men, some of the old men that wrote that they got sprinkled, and some of them men believe some of that, but I don't believe it, and I don't care who writes it, amen. I believe the Bible, hey, man. I don't believe everybody what they write, amen. They might be writing under tradition or preference or just something they've been taught by their fathers. I tell you, no man taught me this. I've been taught of God. God showed me that after a man saved, thank God, the baptism was identification with Christ and His church. And the Jews had to show, thank God, by baptism, that they knew that this was the Christ. They believed that that was the Christ. They was committed to the Christ. And they got baptized in Christ's name, because that's who they had rejected. Amen. That's right. That's right. Amen. That's what repentance is. Repentance is a turn. It's thinking differently. It's believing. Amen. It's all together. I can't explain it. God didn't call me to explain the gospel. God called me to preach it. Amen. And you can't explain the gospel anyway. The gospel is a declaration of faith. It's a declaration of the word. The Holy Ghost only one give you understanding in it. It'd be crazy for me to try to explain the gospel to you. You say, preacher, explain it to me. I can't. I can't explain how a black cow can eat a green grass and get white milk. I can't explain how the lights come on. I can't explain a lot of things. But I'll tell you one thing, I can tell you. I've been saved because I heard the Word of God. And the Holy Ghost got in me through it. I'm telling you, I don't know how it happened. I just know it did. I can't explain it. But thank God I can expound it. Amen. That's right. Thank God a lot of people say explain it. Amen. They try and explain it. And looky here at this. Looky here at that. Looky here at that. Hey, brother. That one old guy, he said he preached one time on Nicodemus in the sycamore tree. Amen. That was Zacchaeus. It wasn't Nicodemus. He said he got to preach to Nicodemus, got in the sycamore tree, and he got saved. And he said, after I got through preaching, I gave an invitation. Anybody God's dealing with, get saved. And he said, a woman come forward and got saved. He said, it wasn't in Nicodemus and Zacchaeus. It was in the Holy Ghost giving them faith to believe what I was preaching. Amen. I'm telling you, it is too, brother. It's amazing. Get that natural thinking off your head. It's not natural thinking. It's not done by the natural man. Amen. I don't know what God wants. That's why it's better to follow the Holy Ghost than to follow what you think's right. I tell you, follow God Almighty. That's all I can say. I tell you, that's what it's all about anyhow. If just follow God, He'll do the rest. I tell you, I can rest when I follow God. But if I follow mankind, I'll miss her every time. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Brother Danny cut a while ago and he said, preacher, you ever feel like you're scattered? And I said, yeah. He said, sometimes I feel like I'm scattered when I teach. I said, well, I feel like it sometimes too, but God knows how to bring it together.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It's just a piece here and a piece there. Well, when you go home, you ain't gonna believe it. You ain't gonna hear it. You ain't gonna remember everything I preach. It's a piece of pie here and a piece of pie there. Amen. You ain't gonna eat the whole pie. You're gonna get a piece here today, and thank God, get a piece tonight, and get a piece the next time, and when you pray this week, get a piece, and when you read your Bible, get a piece. Ain't God works in piecemeal. He said, here a little, there a little. My dear God, you can't remember everything. But if the Holy Ghost would touch your heart and give you something this morning that you could go back to the house with, I'd tell it'd be worth it. I'd tell if God would do anything for me, I'll take it, put it in my can, and count it good. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Amen. Repent. Amen. You can't explain repentance. It ain't explaining. It's preaching. Amen. He said, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I mean, let's preach. That's all I can say. Let's proclaim the truth. And God will do the rest. I can't bring it together. I can't do it. God has to do it. It said in Him, let Him all have preeminence in all things. The word preeminence means, thank God, let Him have praise. Amen. In Him all things consist. That means in Him, He brings all things together. Amen.
Right. Amen.
That's right. Well, if you've got to thinking where you at now and where you been and how you got here, well, you couldn't figure it out. God help. Amen. Go down the back roads, brother. Go down the back roads. Go to that old back road and see where you come from.
Yeah.
Amen. Old David said, I was back there keeping the sheep. Thank God. And they come and said, you need to take some food down there to your brothers. He wasn't looking. He wasn't sitting there thinking, you know, I need to go take some food to my brothers. Yeah. It was God Almighty that ordained that. Are you listening to me this morning? I'm just trying to get you to see that repentance is granted by God. It's a work of God Almighty in your heart and mind. And He turns you to Christ. And brother, the day you married Him, thank God, it's in a permanent marriage. Amen. Thank God, I say it's permanent. It's God in your heart. It's God Almighty to come where you was at. Amen, brother. I don't understand it. I don't know why we testify and get blessed to God. Hear them sing and get blessed to God. I can't explain it, but one thing, it's just God. That's all it is. It can't be nothing else. I can't prove nothing else. It's just the God of heaven today. And if you get in, it'll be the same for you. Amen. That's right. Well, I've got headaches before trying to talk to people. I've argued with people for 2 hours before about truth. And got off the phone. My wife said, what did that accomplish? And I said, nothing. Amen. That's right. God help. Amen. And I'm saying, this is the way it is. This is the way it is. This is the way it is. The Bible, this is the way it is.
Right.
They'd stand there and look at you and say, that ain't the way it is. I said, it is. It is. It is. It is. It is. What did you have for supper last night?
I don't even know what I had.
It was real good.
All I know is food, brother. A burger.
Huh?
I had a burger.
Amen. What did we eat yesterday? Cracker Barrel. That's a good place. That's a witness, wasn't it? You was there, wasn't you? Amen. Thank God today God saved me. The Holy Ghost is there. Amen. He's the only one to tell me I'm saved. He's the only one to tell me what happened to me on that day. Thank God I got born again. I'm telling you, that's a witness, isn't it? I mean, like the old preacher said, can I hear a witness? You know why? You got the witness on the inside. That's why. Thank God this thing ain't trying to work it up. It's something that's been put in by the Holy Ghost. It's a witness on the inside. Amen. When a man says, I've been saved by the grace of God, and God got a hold of my heart and brought me in the family of God, there's a whole church full of people, if they've been saved, said, I got a witness on it, amen. Thank God.
Amen.
I know where it happened.
Yeah.
I ain't got one ticket in my life. I deserve 10 or more, probably. Everybody does, probably. I don't know. Some of y'all might be real good law-abiding citizens when you get in a vehicle. I got one ticket in my life. Well, I got two. I got an inspection ticket, but I got it out of it because the man said if you take the ticket down to the courthouse, he said we'll throw it out. Make sure you inspect your car. I said, okay, I'll do it. I know where I got pulled. I got pulled down there off Upper Palmer Road, running that stop sign right there. That old guy got behind me. He put the blue light on me. Pulled me in right there at that little plant right there above it. And he said, did you know you run that stop sign, Mr. High? And I said, well, I'm in a hurry. I really don't remember, but if you say I did, I did. I said, would you have mercy on me? He said, I can't today. I figured the state needed some money. Amen. That's right. He said, if you go to the courthouse, they'll probably throw it out. I went over and stood in line, and they didn't throw it out. That's me 5 years ago, I think. That's right. 5 years ago this April. I can tell you where I can take you to the spot where he pulled me. I can take you to it. Amen.
That's right.
I can take you to it. I can take you to the spot where the Holy Ghost got in the heart, my heart.
Yeah.
I can take you to the spot where God Almighty put His dealings in me and dealt with me and brought me to salvation in Christ and gave me understanding in Christ and gave me salvation in Christ and He gave me repentance and faith to believe in Christ. I can take you to the very spot that He done it.
Amen.
Right. Me too.
Yeah. Amen. I can take you there. I can take you where you got it. I was here as a witness of it. Amen. My mama can take you to a witness on where I was born in this world. I can't remember. It's just on my birth certificate. Orlando, Florida, November 25th, 1959. Air Force Hospital. She was there. She brought forth birth. Amen. That's right. You know what? If you ever get saved and born again, there'll be a witness in your heart. And there'll be a witness where it happened.
Yes.
It'll be a witness. God help us. Hey, God, I tell you this morning, friend. He said repent. I tell you, they had to repent. It was a message that they had to do. He said repent or you will perish. Amen.
Right.
I'm telling you this morning, when you get saved, you repent. Some people said repentance wasn't in the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're a liar and the truth's not in them.
Amen.
Repentance is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everybody preached it. John the Baptist preached it. Jesus preached it. All the apostles preached it. Paul preached it. Peter preached it. Amen. Peter said over there, he said, thank God God's not willing any should perish. Long-suffering elsewhere, not willing any should perish, but all come to repentance.
That's Bible. Truth.
That's why we got an altar right now. You can come to this morning. If you got things in your life you need to repent of, you can come pray. Nobody won't bother you. Nobody won't come up here and stick a Bible in your face. Won't nobody come up here and say, hey, what you up here for?
Right.
It'll all be between you and God. If you need prayer help, I don't mind giving it a bit. But if you need to repent of things, you ought to come today. If you need to be saved, you ought to come today. And I'm not talking about just come to altar. I'm just talking about come to Jesus. Amen. That's who they had to believe in. That's who they had to come to. They had to come to Christ. Let's stand this morning. Holy Ghost.